Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Most courts across the Commonwealth are closed, except in the case of emergencies, but not the Federal Immigration Court in Boston. Its doors remain open for the hearings of people in detention across New England. And it's open even while immigration judges call for a nationwide closure. WBUR Shannon Dooling has been reporting on this. She joins us now on Skype for a roundup of how federal immigration officials are reacting to the coronavirus. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Sharon.
Let's start with the immigration courts. Boston is still hearing cases for immigrants in detention, but the court did cancel some hearings?
That's right. Last week, the court canceled all pretrial hearings, what are known as master calendar hearings. Those are generally a few days a week and involve large numbers of people waiting hours in small quarters. So those have been canceled. Those hearings will be rescheduled. But courtrooms are still open in Boston and across most of the country for hearings of people who are currently in detention for civil immigration violations. So that includes a lot of people who are just waiting for an initial bond hearing. There's a sense among some federal officials and a lot of attorneys who are saying these folks really need their due process rights right now. And so there's this pressure, this feeling of obligation in some cases to continue these detained hearings.
Shannon, in the courthouse, is it business as usual in immigration court, or are there at least health precautions?
You know, it's been sort of a wild week. It appears to be quite a contrast from the rest of the judicial system, which, as you mentioned, is largely shut down. I think it's best to hear from immigration lawyers who have been telling me stories of working in these cramped courtrooms. Susan Rosas is an immigration attorney based in Lynn. She was in immigration court last week when she says one of the judges made a very public announcement and took it upon herself to close her own courtroom.
And was walking towards the waiting room, and one of the judges popped out of the courtroom and loudly announced, "My courtroom is now closed because yesterday there was someone in the courtroom who is presumed positive."
So since then, Sharon, I've been told by several attorneys that they've seen cleaning crews in and out of Boston's immigration court. That courtroom that the judge closed herself as of last week remained closed. Rosa says that the same day she saw a number of detained immigrants being transported from different facilities across New England. And they're seated shoulder to shoulder in the courtroom and then transported back into detention. This is especially curious because the immigration courts have been using teleconferencing and video conferencing for years now. We reported all of this on Thursday. We asked the Executive Office for Immigration Review, which governs the immigration courts, for a response, but it's been silence. We've gotten no information from the federal government on official steps being taken to keep immigration attorneys, judges, court staff, and immigrants in Boston's immigration court safe.
Well, Shannon, as for the attorneys, some of them have to be making really difficult decisions about representing their clients or looking out for their own health and the health of their families by following, you know, standard protocol for public health in this pandemic.
Right. It's a very difficult position for many of them to be in. I can hear the stress in their voices. I mean, many of them feel like they do need to choose between a few terrible options right now. They don't feel safe going into the courtroom, but they obviously want and need to do what's best for their clients. Matt Cameron is an immigration lawyer in East Boston. He told me that he has a detained client who has a hearing scheduled this week. He's still not sure whether he's going to instruct witnesses for this man's trial to come into immigration court. He's not sure whether to tell his detained client's family whether they should show up for this hearing. It's a whole new territory, he says, and he really just has no answers. He doesn't know what he's going to do to advise his clients.
Shannon, so there we have the status of the immigration courts in Boston. What about the people who are in detention?
Right. The prison population obviously is certainly vulnerable to contagion. The same goes for those being held in civil immigration detention by ICE. There have been a number of calls from members of our state delegation, Senator Ed Markey, Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley among them. They're calling for the release of all ICE detainees who don't pose a danger to the community, especially those who might be ill. Recently, more than 50 immigrants who are in ICE custody at Bristol County House of Correction sent a letter last week to ICE and to the Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson outlining a number of concerns about overcrowding. They say 57 individuals are in their unit and bunk beds are 3 feet apart. That's obviously against the social distancing guidelines that we're hearing. Ira Alkali is an attorney in Bristol County. He says some of his clients signed on to the letter.
The sanitary conditions there are poor to begin with, and they are very, very worried. They feel trapped and are in fear for their lives.
And Shannon, looking ahead, what do you think you will be watching this week?
I'd say the biggest ask right now is obviously for the immigration courtrooms to close. The National Association of Immigration Judges, the New England Chapter of American Immigration Lawyers, even the union representing ICE employees, they're all calling for the closure nationwide of courts. And of course, there's this mounting pressure for ICE to release detainees. So, Sharon, a week ago, those measures may have seemed unfathomable, but given what we know now about the virus, it doesn't seem outside the realm of possibilities.
Shannon, thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you.
That's WBUR Shannon Dooling. She covers immigration. This is 90.9 WBUR.